like in Donegal, it's up, as far as I understand, it's up in Stranraer, it's up in Letterkenny, it's up in Ending. But in terms of across the state, our vote has gone up compared to the last local elections, and we're taking in dozens of extra seats, but it is absolutely not the type of election we thought we would be having. We had bigger expectations, and obviously the polls that we've been so used to had us at different figures, and we've seen those polls drift out in the run-up to this campaign and during this campaign. So yeah, look, in different parts in the state, it's been a bruising day for Sinn Féin. While we didn't kind of lose seats, and some of the other parties did actually lose seats, the issue is going into this election there was far bigger expectation on Sinn Féin, and we were starting at a lower base. You know, we had a bad election 5 years ago where we lost a lot of seats. We were hoping to take them back. We did take back a good few of them, but absolutely not enough. So we've bucked the trend here in Donegal and in some other counties as well, Waterford and Louth and Monaghan and Leitrim and places like that there. But you know, that there are issues, that lessons that we need to learn across the state. But from our point of view in Donegal, you know, we've a big changes here. We've the 100% redress party. They're going to come out with four seats, in my view. The fact that Sinn Féin has held its 10 seats in that case, I think we'll probably be the largest party, or maybe joint with Fianna Fáil. Fianna Fáil have lost two seats in the council. Fine Gael's down to two in the county. You know, it's a big changes, and a big geographic changes as well. You know, we were just talking about Bundoran and, you know, Ballyshannon area, that, you know, no Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael representative in that area. The Rosses, where they're always, you know, Patacoke territory, you know, they've lost the seat there. Fine Gael's lost their seat over the west, you know. So there is big changes. So we look, but we've had a bad day across the state. There is absolutely no doubt about that. Even though we've won more seats, it wasn't what the election we wanted.
And how does that paint the picture or the plan for your party as it relates to general election planning?
Yeah, look, you know, I had a conversation with a colleague of mine 5 years ago, and the person lost their seat in the council election, and, you know, I says, listen, pick yourself up, because the people who voted for you still have faith in you, and they can't afford you not to be, you know, out there doing it. That person topped the poll in the general election just 8 months later. Now, I'm not saying that the same thing's going to happen again. Every election is completely different, but that is the thing. There are different elections. This was a local election. Like, you know, you see, you're looking at the numbers there. These votes are very local, so your strategy going into these elections are important. Do you have the candidate placed in the right place? Is somebody else, some of it's outside your control, maybe an independent or something might run in the same parish or the neighbouring, and then your strategy's out the window. So it is a local election. It's not about electing a government, but I think there's clearly messages that have been sent to us in this election across the state, and our job is to listen to them, to respond to them. We've done that 5 years ago. Hopefully we can do the same thing again. Otherwise, look, if we have this pattern in a general election, and some people will be happy with this, but otherwise it's five more years of Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. And I think that a lot of people who voted for Sinn Féin, but also who voted for some of the independents, don't want that. So look, there is a responsibility in us to build those bridges of trust with people who were with us maybe 5-6 months ago, and who have gone independent or haven't come out and voted Sinn Féin.